Welcome back to Eco Talk, and we are talking about the death of environmentalism, part two in our series. Last week we had some of the perpetrators of that, the original piece written by Michael Schellenberger and Ted Nordhaus. Michael Schellenberger joined us along with Adam Werbach, who delivered a speech by the same name shortly after that paper was first released, causing so much controversy last fall. And Adam delivered that to the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. So they were talking about their thinking behind putting this forth. It has certainly ignited a lot of controversy, which is subsiding a little bit, but if you want to read all about it, go to grist.org. They have just about all points of view represented. And in fairness, we wanted to bring in some people this week who were sort of criticizing the critics of the environmental movement. And one of them is Dan Carroll, and he is, ironically, one of the co-founders of the Apollo Alliance. Ironic, because the Apollo Alliance is really the only substantive example given in the Death of Environmentalism essay as to, you know, where we need to go, an example of what would work. So, Dan, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Good to be here.
What was your first reaction, go back about 6 months, when you first read this?
Well, I mean, I think critic is too strong of a word. I mean, I think that the paper, Death of Environmentalism is a title clearly designed to stimulate debate, and I think that's fine that that has happened. You know, to me, it's clear the environmental movement is not dead. It's been, you know, mainstreamed. I think we're seeing, you know, more and more, whether it's Republicans running for office across the country, they're afraid to take anti-environmental votes. So I think in many, you know, perhaps the environmental movement died the day that, you know, McDonald's got rid of styrofoam and, you know, a lot of greenwashing with corporations began. I think the idea of the paper, as I gather, was designed to stimulate, you know, hard-thinking debate about movement building. And, you know, I think that's a fine thing to do. You know, personally, I'd rather have those honest, open debates in private as opposed to having them play out in public, because the reality is, in the progressive movement, environmentalists, labor leaders, human rights, and all of the different flavors that make up the democratic and progressive movement, I mean, I think we need each other now more than ever, and to, you know, give the sense that something's dead when I don't think it's dead. It's evolving. I think it's beyond the debate, interesting debate salon aspect of the title and some of the substance in there. I think it has been a distraction from the work at hand.
Well, there actually were a couple of things about that piece that I really liked. One of them is what they were saying, and maybe this is getting misportrayed as people talk about it, sort of second, third, fourth hand. I think what they were, and this is after reading what they wrote and hearing them interviewed here, they were trying to say we have issues like global warming that are so big that our environmental, not only the environmental movement, but the American public's commitment to environmentalism in terms of their actions, not just what they say they care about, isn't big enough. We need to bury the sort of traditional environmental movement so we can create something newer, bigger, more compelling that talks about jobs and health and our economy, sort of use different language about that reframe. And I think there is a need to some extent to do that, because clearly if you look at the way Americans vote, if you look at the way Americans, what they drive, if you look at how we waste, we sure have a long way to go. But I don't know that I would blame the environmental establishment. I would start with mainstream media, having been in it and still am to some extent, not really, you know, covering the issues as a really key, not that it's any one topic. It's, of course, environment is a range of topics, but also to some extent the American public, because we're pretty good deniers.
Well, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of challenges for the environmental movement, the women's movement, the Democratic movement, you know, the project called the United States. I mean, there's a lot of issues there, and I think the paper is designed to, you know, sort of provoke debate. You know, the guys that wrote the paper, they're well-meaning people. You know, they've been, I guess, called the reapers. I just sort of consider myself more of a sower in terms of movement building. The Apollo Alliance and other work that we're involved in local, state, municipal, regional partnerships, you know, there's a lot of people that sort of take it as a given that there's not a whole lot of answers coming out of Washington from the two-party system, from coal, through the campaign finance problems that we have, and yet whether you look at living wage or clean energy or community Wi-Fi, there are a number of issues where people are coming together in new partnerships between labor, progressive businesses and others that are just picking up a hammer and building the elements of a new movement, whether it's the Oregon Bus Project working to engage young people in Oregon, the League of Independent Voters. There's just so many sprigs of hope. So I'm just much more interested in promoting the conversation about what we're doing that works, that builds, you know, state power, that, you know, and, you know, we need to win blue states and make states blue. So, you know, I tend to want to focus more on that. And, you know, to the extent that debates like that are distracting from focusing on what we know it works and builds and developing the patience to understand how we're going to build and take power. I mean, we've talked for years and years and years. There's nothing new in that paper in terms of, like, taking the long view. And it's the Newt Gingriches and others on the right that have, you know, built things over time with their head down. And that's the kind of work that I think is important. So while it's important for papers like this, whatever the proper venue is, whether it's public or private, you know, folks can agree to disagree. It's healthy to have discussion about better message, tactics, frameworks, et cetera. That's what Apollo's about, and that's what I think we need to keep moving on.
And I think we need to move to make both the red and blue states greener. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.